Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from Deuteronomy chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. We bless the Lord this morning. He is God. Amen. There is none like him. Amen. He is worthy to be praised and to be glorified at all times. Amen. He is our strength. He's our help in the time of trouble. He's the one that brings us up even out of our error into the light. Amen. And we give glory and honor to him. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, acknowledging you, Lord God, acknowledging you as our true and our living Savior, acknowledging you, Lord God, as our strong provider, our strong creator, our help in the time of trouble. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for all your mercy and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for your graciousness and for your help. Oh, Lord God, even in our weakness, Lord God, you are our strength. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God, for every healing, Lord God, that is going forth in the name of Jesus. We give glory to you, Lord God, for the breakthroughs that are going forward right now. We thank you, Lord, for those breakouts. Hallelujah, we're breaking loose and breaking out and breaking and bursting forward. In the name of Jesus, in your will and in your way, help us, Lord God, strengthen us today. Lord, move in the midst of us and help us to be that you called us to be from the very beginning. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, we ask, oh God, that you bless as we read the word on today, Lord God, as we're coming forth from Deuteronomy. Bless, Lord God, that we might gain the understanding, the knowledge, and the wisdom that we need to have in this day, Lord God. We need to know what you would have for us to gain, Lord God, from these verses of scripture. Father, in the name of Jesus, open up the windows of heaven, Lord God, and pour out understanding, pour out knowledge and wisdom to us, Lord. Give us revelations, Lord, directly from your throne. We need to see and we need to know, Lord, in this hour, in this age, Lord God, we need you more than ever before. The days are more evil than they were 20, 30, 40 years ago. Lord Jesus, we need you, Lord God, and we need you to direct our path. Lord God, we need you to direct our choices. We need you, Lord God, to direct our lives, Lord God, our jobs and in our relationships. We need your direction in all things. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, move in your people today. Bless, heal, and deliver, Lord God, and those that do not know you. I'm asking, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, that you bring forth your salvation in their lives with your mighty hand, Lord God. That you move everything out of the way, Lord God. We rebuke the spirit of the enemy, everything that has come against them, Lord God, having a direct path to you, Lord. We're asking that you, Lord Jesus, push everything aside that has been in their way. Remove people from their lives, Lord God, that has gotten in the way of their salvation and them knowing you and the pardoning of their sins. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this morning. Bless, Lord. Heal, Lord God, and deliver. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God and there is no other. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Amen. And it is him we glorify today. It is him that we honor. It is him that we praise. Amen. We give glory and honor and praise. Amen to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is, he is, he is, he is. Amen. Life, glory to God. He is hope. He is salvation. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're coming from Deuteronomy chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on this side of the Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain opposite between Paran, Hophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. Now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, and on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the people, to the children of Israel, according to all that the Lord had given him as commandments to them. And he had killed Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who dwelt at Ashtaroth in Edrei. On this side of the Jordan, in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, "The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, 'You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowland, in the south and on the seacoast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them and their descendants after them. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I alone am not able to bear you. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and here you are today as the stars of heaven in multitude. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are, and bless you as he has blessed you. How can I alone bear your problems and your burdens and your complaints? Choose wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men from among your tribes, and I will make them heads over you. And you answered me and said, 'The thing which you have told us to do is good.' So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and knowledgeable men, and made them heads over you, leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds, leaders of fifties, leaders of tens, and officers for your tribes. Then I commanded your judges at that time, saying, 'Hear the cases between your brethren, and judge righteously between a man and his brother, or the stranger who is with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small as well as the great, and shall not be afraid in any man's presence, for the judgment is God's. The case that is too hard for you, bring to me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do.' So we departed from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible wilderness which you saw on the way to the mountains of the Amorites, as the Lord our God had commanded us. Then we came to Kadesh Barnea, and I said to you, 'You have come to the mountains of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it. As the Lord God of your fathers has spoken to you, do not fear or be discouraged.' And every one of you came near to me and said, 'Let us send men before us, and let them search out the land for us, and bring back word to us of the way by which we should go up, and of the cities into which we shall come.' The plan pleased me well, so I took 12 of your men, one man from each tribe, and they departed and went up into the mountains and came to the valley of Eshcol and spied it out. They also took some of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us, and they brought back word to us, saying, 'It is a good land which the Lord God is giving us.' Nevertheless, you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. And you complained in your tents and said, 'Because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Where can we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, "The people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of Anakim there." Then I said to you, "Do not be terrified or afraid of them. The Lord your God who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes and in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son and all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet for all that, you did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search out a place for you to pitch your tent, to show you the way you should go, in the fire by night and in the cloud by day. And the Lord heard the sound of your words and was angry and took an oath, saying, surely not one of these men of this generation, of this evil generation, shall see the good land of which I swore to give to your fathers, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him and his children I am giving the land on which he walked, because he wholly followed the Lord. The Lord was also angry with me for your sakes, saying, even you shall not go in there. Joshua, son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones and your children who you say will be victims, who today have no knowledge of good and evil, they shall go in there. To them I will give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. Then you answered and said to me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight, just as the Lord our God commanded us. And when every one of you had girded on his weapons of war, you were ready to go up into the mountain. And the Lord said to me, tell them, do not go up nor fight, for I am not among you, lest you be defeated before your enemies. So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Lord and presumptuously went into the mountain. And the Amorites who dwelt in the mountain came out against you and chased you as bees do and drove you back from Seir to Hormah. Then you returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not listen to your voice nor give ear to you. So you remained in Kadesh many days, according to the days that you spent there. Then we turned and journeyed into the wilderness of the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to me, and we skirted Mount Seir for many days. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, you have skirted this mountain long enough. Turn northward and command the people, saying, you are about to pass through the territory of your brethren, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. Therefore, do not meddle with them, for I will not give you any of their land, no, not as much as one footstep, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a possession. You shall buy food from them with money that you may eat, and you shall also buy water from them with money that you may drink. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. And when we passed beyond our brethren, the descendants of Esau who dwelt in Seir, away from the road of the plain, away from Elah and Ezion-Geber, we turned and passed by way of the wilderness of Moab. Then the Lord said to me, do not harass Moab, nor contend with them in battle, for I will not give you any of their land as a possession, because I have given Ar to the descendants of Lot as a possession. And Emmon had dwelt there in times past, a people as great and numerous and as tall as Anakim. They were also regarded as giants like the Anakim, but the Moabites called them Emmon. The Horites formerly dwelt in Seir, but the descendants of Esau dispossessed them and destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their place, just as Israel did to the land of their possession, which the Lord gave them. Now rise and cross over the valley of Zered, over the valley of Zered, and the time we took to come from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed over the valley of Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war was consumed from the midst of the camp, just as the Lord had sworn to them. For indeed the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from the midst of the camp until they were consumed. So it was, when all the men of war had finally perished from among the people, that the Lord spoke to me, saying, this day you are to cross over at Ar, the boundary of Moab. And when you come near the people of Ammon, do not harass them or meddle with them, for I will not give you any of the land of the people of Ammon as a possession, because I have given it to the descendants of Lot as a possession. That was also regarded as a land of giants. Giants formerly dwelt there, but the Ammonites called them them Zumim, as the people as great and numerous as and tall as Anakim. But the Lord destroyed them before them, and they possessed them and dwelt in their place, just as he had done for the descendants of Esau who dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them. They dispossessed them and dwelt in their place even to this day. And Avim, who dwelt in the villages far as Gaza, and Kaphtorim, who came from Kaphtor, destroyed them and dwelt in their place. Rise, take your journey, and cross over the river Arnon. Look, I have given into your hand Shihon, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and engage him in battle. This day I will begin to put the dread and fear of you upon the nations under the whole heaven, who shall hear the report of you and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. And I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedamoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, who with words of peace, saying, let me pass through your land. I will keep strictly to the road and will turn neither to the right nor to the left. You shall sell me food for money, and I will eat, and give me water for money that I may drink. Only let me pass through on foot, just as the descendants of Esau who dwell in Seir and the Moabites who dwell in Ar did for me, until I crossed the Jordan to the land which the Lord our God is giving us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass through, for the Lord your God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into your hands as it is this day. And the Lord said to me, see, I have begun to give Sihon and his land over to you. Begin to possess it, that you may inherit his land. Then Sihon and all his people came out against us to fight at Jahaz. And the Lord our God delivered him over to us. So we defeated him, his sons, and all his people. We took all his cities at that time, and we utterly destroyed the men, women, and little ones of every city. We left none remaining. We took only the livestock as plunder for ourselves, with the spoil of the cities which we took. From Arar, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and from the city that is in the ravine, as far as Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all to us. Only you did not go near the land of the people of Ammon, anywhere along the river Jabbok, or to the cities of the mountains, or wherever the Lord our God had forbidden us. Then we turned and went up the road to Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle in Edrei. And the Lord said to me, do not fear him, for I have delivered him and all his people and his land into your hand. You shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. So the Lord our God also delivered into our hands Og, king of Bashan, with all his people, and we attacked him until he had no survivors remaining. And we took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, besides a great many rural towns. And we utterly destroyed them, as we did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. But all the livestock and the spoil of the cities we took as booty for ourselves. And at that time we took the land from the hand of the two kings of the Amorites, who were on this side of the Jordan, from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians called Hermon Sirion, and the Amorites call it Senir. All the cities of the plain, all Gilead, all Bashan, as far as Salca and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the giants. Indeed, his bedstead was an iron bedstead. Is it not in Rabbah of the people of Ammon? 9 cubits in its length and 4 cubits in its width, according to the standard cubit. And this land which we possessed at that time from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, and half the mountains of Gilead and its cities, I gave to the Reubenites and the Gadites. The rest of Gilead and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to half the tribe of Manasseh. All the region of Argob with all Bashan was called the land of the giants. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the region of Argob as far as the border of Geshurites and the Makathalites, and called Bashan after his own name, Havoth Jair, to this day. Also, I gave Gilead to Makar and to the Reubenites and the Gadites. I gave from Gilead as far as the river Arnon, the middle of the river as the border, as far as the river Jabbok, the border of the people of Ammon, the plain also with the Jordan as the border from Chinnereth, as far as the east side of the sea of Arba, the salt sea, below the slopes of Pisgah, commanded you at that time, saying, the Lord your God has given you this land to possess. All you men of valor shall cross over armed before your brethren, the children of Israel, but your wives, your little ones, and your livestock. I know that you have much livestock. Shall stay in your cities, which I have given you, until the Lord has given rest to your brethren as to you. And they also possess the land which the Lord your God is giving them beyond the Jordan. Then each of you may return to his possession, which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. So will the Lord do to all the kingdoms through which you pass. You must not fear them, for the Lord your God himself fights for you. Then I pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do anything like your works and your mighty deeds? I pray, let me cross over and see the good land beyond the Jordan, those pleasant mountains and Lebanon. But the Lord was angry with me on your account and would not listen to me. So the Lord said to me, enough of that. Speak no more to me of this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and lift your eyes the north, the south, and the east. Behold it with your eyes, for you shall not cross over this Jordan. But command Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see. So we stayed in the valley opposite Beth Peor. I have read and you have heard from Deuteronomy chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your salvation. I'm praying for your health and for your strength. I'm praying that you keep in mind that the day is coming and soon will be that Jesus will return. Amen. The signs of the time are clearly among us. We are in the day and the age that the words of Jesus himself are coming to pass right before our very eyes. Take heed. Amen. Be warned. Be forewarned. Amen. That we were always intended to be in relationship with our Maker. Amen. And Jesus paved the way so that we could again, amen, be in right fellowship with the Lord. Amen. There's no other way to receive salvation. There's no other way to be saved from the things to come except that we be sealed with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. And that can only be if we call upon the name of Jesus and allow him to enter in. He is the one that comes in. Amen. And things well with us. He came that we might have life and that more abundantly. I know you've heard me say it over and over again. Amen. But that is not just for the then and there. It's not just for in heaven, but it's also for the here and now. Amen. Please remember and never forget.
Jesus saves. Only Jesus saves. There is salvation in no other. There's only one name that's been given, amen, from heaven above, under heaven, that whereby we must be saved, and that is the name of Jesus. Don't be deceived. Don't receive a substitute or a counterfeit. Don't be bamboozled. Don't allow anyone to convince you that Jesus is not the way. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. There is no way into heaven outside of Jesus. You cannot bargain your way any other way. Only Jesus saves. Amen. Receive Jesus today. Amen. He is our salvation. He loves us. He loves us, and he is constantly in pursuit of each and every one of us, amen, beckoning us to open the door to him and allow him in. And once you do, amen, you will never forget that experience, amen, and you will want to hold on to him with everything you have. He is a keeper. If you want to be kept, he will keep you. He will. He'll keep you. Amen. He will. He will. He will. He will. He'll soften blows for you. Amen. Life sometimes is a hardship, but Jesus will soften some of those blows for you. He will. Glory to God. He will answer you when you cry out. Amen. And he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.